The food product development class at Iowa State University aims to give students a real-world experience of turning a creative idea into a viable product.
I'm thinking about cricket flour.
Yeah, cricket flour. On this first day, students are brainstorming. By the end of the semester, they'll present a packaged, tested, shelf-stable, or frozen item. Ultimately, this group decides against insect protein.
The market trend for the American economy is a little ahead of its time.
That's senior Nathan Davis.
So what we're working on now is like a Mexican version of sriracha sauce.
First, they mix up something from ingredients you might have at home. Fresh and canned peppers, spices, garlic. When they have a recipe they like, they conduct early market research. Professor Ken Prusha says that feedback is crucial.
But they have to show us data from consumers that they have a viable product that will differentiate themselves in the marketplace.
At the semester midpoint, the students present their concept, their product, and their data to a panel of food industry professionals. Prusha says it simulates what a research and development team might do within a company.
We have a brand new product from our lab today for you called Abrasa.
Panelists sample the Abrasa hot sauce on chips.
Did anyone find the sauce too spicy?
Okay.
The flavor profile was real even. I mean, it just really...
Some student groups are sent away with suggestions for radically changing their products, but Abrasa gets a green light from the panel. This is not a cooking or a recipe development class. It's food science. Getting a product from your kitchen to the grocery store takes a lot more than a chef's talents. Professor Lester Wilson co-teaches the course.
They move from fresh ingredients to industrial ingredients in scale-up. Also, they do larger batches, just like you would in industry.
Let's clarify what industrial ingredients are. Various starches, stabilizers, bitter maskers, and other additives. Elements that will keep a product looking, smelling, and tasting right as it endures packaging, shipping, and perhaps weeks on a shelf or in a freezer. The students have to identify the possible problems for their product and how they can address them. All the while, they must keep cost in mind. Dried, frozen, or canned ingredients are typically cheaper than fresh and available readily in larger quantities.
As often happens when you scale up from just a benchtop or a kitchen scale to a much larger scale, stuff happens.
On an April afternoon, the Abrasa group assembles in the commercial kitchen of a restaurant on campus. Emily Herban describes one of their challenges.
Our poblano peppers. We had been getting fresh poblanos, fire roasting them ourselves, and then grinding them up ourselves. Trying to find what's an industrial substitution of that, because fresh poblanos would have been really expensive.
They found individually flash-frozen, fire-roasted poblano peppers in 1-kilogram bags. Those get ground in a food processor, while canned chipotles are pushed by hand through a sieve. When all the ingredients are mixed together, they calculate how much of those additives they're going to need. Potassium sorbate, xanthan gum, and carrageenan gum should keep the product from separating and ensure it stays liquid. But when they bottle up the sauce, they hit a snag. Here's student Nathan Davis again.
We had some issues with gelling, and we're going to talk about that in the board meeting. So, I mean, safe to eat. Yeah, it's just the squirting.
And that matters when you're trying to sell a squeeze-top bottle, not just impress your friends with a new hot sauce. So this product couldn't quite make it to the marketplace as is. At a food company, Abrasa would be headed back to the test kitchen. In Ames, I'm Amy Mayer, Iowa Public Radio News.